This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we kick off the next segment. I'm going right to your phone calls on what does Trump need to do to secure victory in 2020? What do we need to do to really be there and give the support to make sure we restore the republic? Taking your phone calls on those subjects coming up in the next segment. But here's part of Paul Joseph Watson's extremely informative report. The full report, again, is on NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com. So important you share this with everybody you know. A hysterical cult runs society. And again, it seems like they're idiots. They're not. They know if they can make you accept absurdity, you'll accept anything. Here it is.
Guess who's a white supremacist now? Stephen Fry. Why? He did the OK hand sign. But Stephen Fry's a lifelong liberal, atheist, environmentalist, Labour-supporting LGBT activist. Doesn't matter, he did this. But that whole thing was a contrivance of a bunch of nihilistic, autistic, 4chan Spurglord trolls in a hysterical mainstream media that took them seriously by legitimizing their autism in return for rage bait revenue clicks. Doesn't matter, he did this. Guess who's the new face of the far right? This 14-year-old girl on YouTube. Says who? BuzzFeed. Must be true then. The writer of the hit piece on the 14-year-old girl, BuzzFeed's Joe Bernstein, says,
there are many more people who simply want to preserve the ability to be bigoted on private platforms.
But wait, isn't he the same guy who literally said, kill a straight white man on your way to work tomorrow? Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It's life when you work at BuzzFeed.
According to BuzzFeed, this 14-year-old girl's edgy videos are among the most shocking things ever and represent a moral crisis. But celebrating an 11-year-old drag queen kid and encouraging people to stick dollar bills in his panties, that's wholesome.
There he is again.
So a teenage girl is radicalizing young people and driving them towards political violence, while major left-wing newspapers openly incite political violence. It's okay when we do it. Oh, but it's just a milkshake. Yeah, if Owen Jones and Anna Soubry were getting doused with milkshakes, you'd all be wetting the bed like it was the return of the Third Reich. Never stop punching Nazis. Never stop lifting weights. Seems pretty low energy. Unlike Turbo Force, the ultimate energy boost without the come down. Link in description. Microsoft is set to release a new version of Word that uses artificial intelligence to make your writing politically correct. You know how annoying it is when the iPhone corrects to ducking every time you try and type it out? Imagine that for an entire essay. Rumor has it that every new purchase of Word will come with a voucher for a year's supply of Starbucks soy lattes. Still seems like a waste of money, unlike my Subscribestar. Link in description. Western motherhood in 2019. Taking a break from your own 4-year-old daughter to spend more time in strip clubs. Western masculinity in 2019. Throwing thousands of beta books at ethos while you slip into a slow motion diabetic coma.
God, life is f***ed.
ISIS extremists are using Instagram to promote jihad. Still, at least my dangerous selfies have been deleted forever.
Paul Joseph Watson.
Censorship, a weapon of tyrants used to oppress populations since the dawn of history. Widely recognized as inherently evil ever since. Until about 2018, when Western leftists in Silicon Valley started using it to their advantage, and it suddenly became virtuous. What a coincidence. Simply because they labeled everyone on the receiving end a Nazi.
In 1943, the following directive was issued from party headquarters to all communists in the United States. It read, when certain obstructionists become too irritating, label them, after suitable buildups, as fascist, or Nazi, or anti-Semitic, and use the prestige of anti-fascist and tolerance organizations to discredit them. In the public mind, constantly associate those who oppose us with those names which already have a bad smell. The association will, after enough repetition, become fact.
We handed a hysterical cult that demands total obedience and punishes those who resist. With deplatforming, public shaming, violence and arrest, the power to run society. Whoops.
It's been really shocking.
Imagine a cashless society where your grocery purchase gets declined because some pencil neck in Silicon Valley got offended by your tweets. You just imagined our collective future.
We'll be back.
They've not shut down our speech! We're at Infowars.com and Newswars.com, and we're defeating the leftist tyrants!
I got mobbed on the streets by fans that almost all of them said, we used to love you on air, it was so good to see you on, you know, the iTunes or on YouTube. Are you coming back? We're at Infowars.com. We're at Newswars.com. Paul Watson's launched his own Summit.News. We have our own videos. We have our own articles. They're trying to destroy us, but thanks to you and others having us on, Infowars is still chugging along. So we're there, folks. Tomorrow's news. Today,
Infowars.com, baby! Woo! Infowars.com, because that's a bunch of people out here. I'm talking about Infowars.com.
I'm at Infowars.com and Newswars.com.
There you go.
We knew this censorship was coming forever. We have our own video streams, our own audio streams, and it's all free to air. Anybody can use it, re-upload it, do whatever you want.
People go to Infowars.com and Newswars.com. That's where they find it. You know, there's things called websites. Please go there.
In Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
It's a reliable source of information. 50,000 unstoppable watts.
And radio. Oh, they thought they'd shut us down a long time ago. They forgot about all those hundreds of radio stations, AM and FM. Some of them 50,000 watt AMs, 100,000 watt FMs, 100,000 watt shortwave. Former Voice of America transmitters blasting out.
And now the cow got the packaging. They sold you.
Oh, that's why we got our fingers in everything. We'll use smoke signals if we need to reach people. It's your source.
It's a reliable source of information.
50,000.
50,000.
Unstoppable watts. All right, let's stop there. By the way, Clutcher listeners, they've been on the show before. And then they had leftist attacks once Obama got in. We're a little bit ashamed of it. But I think I inspired that song, too, a show I was doing about Fort Detrick and bioweapons and other things. But it doesn't matter. And of course, Bellamy admits his big song that really launched him was off this show. But then he got intimidated by all the threats, too. But see, that doesn't matter. See, we don't follow the rock stars. They follow us. And then there's folks like the founder of Smashing Pumpkins, Billy Corgan, who's not a coward, and who's proud of Infowars and others inspiring his last five albums. You see, that's the real cultural power of Infowars and what we've done, and it's seen everywhere. Remember just 2.5 years ago, it seems like 1,000 years ago, Chris Carter relaunched X-Files. They had an Alex Jones character, and he said, I think Alex Jones is good, in the New York Times. He said, I don't think Alex Jones is a racist. I think Alex Jones wants to reboot America and is a good guy. And it was stuff like that made the establishment, when Trump won, go into a conniption fit. And they said, we're going to get this guy off the air, and we're going to shut him down. And we're going to finance this Homeland character for a hit show on cable that's Alex Jones, who we say is Alex Jones, who goes out and commits all these crimes and all this fake news and does all these bad things. And then that character, when he gets sued or the police come after him, he runs and hides in Homeland. Well, see, I'm not that character from Homeland. So we're not running and hiding. We're in the halls of Congress getting in Sundar Pichai, the head of Google's, face and calling him a criminal liar and saying he should be indicted for working with the Chi-Coms in espionage. And now they're having closed-door intelligence hearings at the Senate discussing just that. Now, did I do that? No. I called the emperor's new clothes out. I said, no. 2 + 2 = 4. But more importantly, our audience of hardcore, focused individuals that love freedom and understand how much trouble we're in have spread the word and have not been intimidated. And that's really the amazing time we're living in right now. So, I want to go to your phone calls right now throughout the balance of the transmission today. Even when our guests are on, we'll be taking your calls. And I want to ask you, where do you see the world right now? Are the globalists winning or are we losing? How could Trump lose in 2020? They're trying to say, oh, he's way ahead in the polls. Oh, you know, there's nobody really challenging him. Oh, they want us to feel complacent. They want us to feel like we've already won. When they're going to bring in massive censorship, it's already happening. Election fraud. They're trying to start wars. They're trying to kill the economy. They're trying to break our borders right now. We're in crisis. So don't think because Trump's up there projecting confidence that we're out of the woods. We're far from it. I want Trump to project confidence for the people, but to have the confidence to win the actual fight with the globalist. That's what this comes down to. Now, we're going to take your phone calls. You agree with me that he's got to do those four things or he's going to lose. The Democrats are in a fever. They're always trying to steal stuff. They got caught last time. Trump barely won because of the fraud. He had a tsunami landslide. What do we do to stop that? Seriously, what are you going to do? I mean, I'm asking, literally. I'm not condescending. I'm not saying you haven't done enough. I'm saying you're the core people that the system hates that actually care, that they know are beating them. So I'm asking you, because every one of you is a general, every one of you is a private. Every one of you is a mother and a father to this country, and its son and its daughter. It's all symbiotic. We're in this together, ladies and gentlemen. Is it just four pillars? Which one of the pillars is the most important? Which pillars is Trump doing a good job on, and which pillars is he not? Are there other pillars? Are there sub-pillars to the pillars? Trump's going to lose in 2020 unless he does those four things. I told you he was going to win. If fraud could be overcome with a landslide. We were so dead on about the illegal spying. We were so dead on about everything. Because the funny thing happens, if you're immersed in research, if you're immersed in all the best guests and immersed in all the calls, and this is all you do, you kind of start figuring out how stuff works. So I'll ask you again, are we going to let them steal this election from us? Are we going to let them steal our victory to reboot the country back right at our moment of victory? Because I've got the Davos, you know, the Davos scum and the globalists. Truth is, I didn't predict any of this. They're so arrogant. They go on television in Europe and in the U.S. and say, we're not going to let populists have a voice. I'm very glad we're censoring. We're going to beat them. This is top globalist on U.S. TV. Davos elitist celebrates discussions being quickly erased from social networks. So I ask you again, are we going to let them win? We're going to put up with this crap. Let's talk to John in the great state of Texas. You're on the air, John. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome.
You know, the first thing, the first sign that Donald Trump needs to quit doing is quit giving the Clint Spence communist salute. I've seen him do it numerous times. There was another website that had a picture of him standing next to the dictator of China giving the Clint Spence communist salute. And I don't know if he's an outright communist or not, but
Love your leader. Oh, I'm your friend. He takes that energy away that they would have saying he's an enemy. So, in my view, I think Trump is trolling them. What do you think?
Well, I don't think he's a communist. I think he's making bad choices doing that. But
no, I hear you. But, I mean, people, I'm not saying you're wrong. That I think it's bad visual etiquette to be doing the fist. You know, the fist just meant resistance before the communists took it. Why do we let the left take every symbol? Rainbows, fist, rising suns, you know, everything supposedly occultic. And I'm not saying you're wrong that the, but I mean, you know, he wears an American flag at Davos. He wears an American flag at EU meetings when everybody else is wearing global government pins. I mean, he does a lot of good stuff. It's not about defending Trump. You called in about the four pillars, though. Did you want to comment on what Trump needs to do to win?
He's got to do away with his censorship. This is right out of the Soviet Union. That's the first threat. He needs to do away with the neocons that are trying to start a war with Iran. A war with Iran is going to devastate this country. We're already how many trillions of dollars in debt? How much is that going to cost? It's not to mention all the damage and stuff that'll do.
No, I hear you, brother. I appreciate your call. I would take all that angry energy, and I'm not condescending here. I'm saying call C-SPAN a few times a day during Washington Journal. Call into talk radio. Go out with a bullhorn during a live event. Take over like we do. I mean, we're out there fighting. We're the men in the arena, and you are too. And I encourage you to call this show. I would just call shows outside of the choir. Or call straight ahead on the side of this break. Infowars.com. Don't visit that site. It's evil.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018.
My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
The Christchurch call was not only something extremely moving, but also extremely effective, because the key players in the social network had decided to support. It's something which has been discussed amongst the head of states. The Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern was there and has been making a very moving speech regarding how the hatred and the speech of hate are contaminating the social network, and I believe that this is a landmark in how people will now operate, and how some discussion will be quickly erased from the social network.
There was still some criticism that potentially the changes don't go far enough, because it still puts the onus on the social media companies to do more, and one of the issues seemed to be the ability of these technology companies to remove negative content very quickly, almost immediately. Do you think we're going to see that change of behavior from technology companies that you have worked with a lot as an advertiser?
I think that it's not only a question of technology, it's also a question of willingness. And there was a big debate regarding freedom of speech, and can they remove things because of the freedom of speech, or should they have a kind of censorship? And at the end of the day, there is a balance which has been made, and I think that where we are today is a good step. I would say that it's the ultimate solution, and this is the best thing that we can do, but I think it's a step in the right direction. Facebook has been extremely strong on their willingness to help. It's the same with Jack Dorsey, who was there personally, and we feel that there is a consciousness of the leaders of the social network that this can harm, and this can be a terrible thing for society. So they are conscious of the need, and they have taken steps.
So, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Davos elitists celebrate discussions being quickly erased from social networks, close quote. Anything disagreeing with world government, sexualizing your children, not letting radical Islam in. They're now saying if you can criticize Islam in any way, you're just banned everywhere. They're arresting people in Europe. All they let the Islamists run around burning and killing and stealing and raping. Absolutely criminal. And then they go before Congress and say, we're not censoring anybody. Meanwhile, they got this guy on CNBC throwing it in your face. What does Trump need to do? Well, antitrust. Go after them for their criminal selling of data. They're lying to Congress. This argument that, oh, they're a private company, you can't do anything. The EU, the CHICOMs, are already creating regulations that then override our laws of free speech. We have to say no. Just like Huawei. Openly caught spying all over the world whenever they put 5G in. Back doors, Chinese government run. And Trump says, no, now you can't even sell your equipment in the U.S. He signed that order last night. You can do the same damn thing to Facebook and Twitter and Google and all these arrogant people. They're not so arrogant now, though. They figure out what's happening. Let's go to Mike in Illinois. Mike, I call it the four pillars of what Trump must do to not have the election stolen and our nationalist movement, our populist movement killed in 2020. That's only a year out now from the heart of the race. I've listed those for new listeners. I'll do it again. Defend free speech, stop the censorship for election integrity, election fraud. Deal with that. That's one. Stop trying to plunge the economy by the Federal Reserve. Don't let them start new big giant wars and defend the border. If the president doesn't do those things, he will lose. They will steal the election. What do you think?
Mr. Jones, it's an honor to talk to you.
Welcome.
I think you're right on with the four pillars. I saw something very interesting the other day. I don't know if people realize how controlled this man is. It was a YouTube video of an interview between Chris Plant and President Trump. And if you look in the background, the whole interview were people waving him off, trying to stop the interview.
Well, I'm not omnipresent, so I don't know. Are you about Trump was being interviewed by somebody and people are waving him off? What does that mean?
By Chris Plant. And, you know, he's another radio personality. And everybody in the background kept waving him off because they were talking like you and I are talking right now. So I really think he's very isolated and doesn't know a lot that's going on.
Sure. You're saying, I don't know what you speak. You're saying the president goes over to talk to some radio host and there's all these people, all these handlers trying to keep him from talking to him.
Absolutely. And Chris Plant's very conservative. So I'm sure they didn't disapprove.
Oh, sir. So, I mean, there's no speculation here. When they put the leadership in there and his new chief of staff last year, they said the main mission was keeping them from getting InfoWars information. So that's what John Kelly said his main mission was, to keep Trump from being able to surf the Internet or make phone calls. And so you're absolutely right. In fact, can we fade up the Facebook audio and video for TV viewers? Because we found what you're talking about, where the president sees somebody, comes over and talks to him, and then the establishment doesn't like it, and so they're trying to wave him off.
I appreciate it very much. And I know that you're talking about taxes today. I've just been speaking to some of your staff, some of your people about all of that. Now, what's the one thing, the key thing that the American people and your voters need to know about tax reform?
Well, we're the highest tax nation in the world.
And, you know, a lot of this is the president's busy. He's got to go places. People are going to wave him off and wave him over. But regardless, people always look for something like a video they see for the proof of what's happening. But you can have, like, total admissions and just no one even cares. It's like all over the news they try to handle him. All over the news they try to control what info he gets. He'll try to sign executive orders. They'll slip him under things to make sure they don't go out. There's total rebellion in the government against Trump. There's massive mutiny going on. There's whole agencies not doing what the president says when it's legal and lawful. You've got judicial tyranny and activism going on, where he does executive orders and things about banning people from seven countries that's in the Constitution, and then it takes him a year to finally have a Supreme Court unanimously rule that he has that power. So, yes, you're absolutely right, Mike, that's going on.
Yeah, I have one more topic to touch with you. It's a Ted Nugent story. I live in McHenry County. We're 35 miles west of Thunderdome, which I call Chicago. And it was announced a few months ago that Ted Nugent will be playing at our county fair this summer. And, of course, all the usual suspects were outraged. They want to have cancel him. They want to have demonstrations. And guess what happened? All-time record presale of tickets.
Well, I think you hit the key here, and I keep meaning to say this every hour. I should say it. When you don't give in to censors and double down, they fail. They're bullies. The left has no viewers, no listeners. No one likes them, except for mentally ill, you know, folks that have five college degrees and huge debt and can't get a job, as you know. So they want a communist overthrow because they've got a degree in communist management of American slaves. Seriously. So, yes, absolutely. Double down. Don't give in to the intimidation. Override their censorship. Say no, no, no. Stay with us. Tom Papert got banned off Facebook for doing this. The OK sign. He joins us. Stay with us.
The globalists are hyper-competitive, scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality medical bottleman and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over-the-counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American Revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Phone calls throughout this hour and the next. Gavin McInnes is going to join us as well. In fact, I forgot this, guys. Before I forget for next hour, there's an actual email that we got from a national newspaper of what Facebook actually sent out to the press when we were banned 2 weeks ago, now today. that actually says because we had Gavin McGinnis, a major hate leader, on, that was another reason we were being permanently banned. Now, remember, Obama hangs out with Louis Farrakhan. So does Stevie Wonder and everybody else. And I say that's their free speech, fine. But Farrakhan's banned as well. So imagine these degrees of separation. So we have that email. I had the crew do an article on it last week. Or somebody can get in the email and get me that letter again. We have about 40 minutes till I get him on, but I'll need that by then. Thank you. Now, continuing here. Tom Papert is a talk show host in his own right, and he manages a great TV station. We're on KCTU there in Wichita, Kansas. Facebook slaps Trump supporter with 30-day ban for doing okay hand sign. Now, again, they're saying they're not censoring anybody who's conservative. No, just if you do an okay sign, and everyone on earth, from Rodney Dangerfield to Eddie Murphy, has done, it's in the international hand sign symbol, meaning okay. If you're diving and they ask you if you have enough air or everything's okay, as you kind of go along the bottom, they say, are you okay? Now, we all know that the system knows it's not racist. They just want to be able to take anything and say, you can't say mother and father. That's hateful. Or, well, you misgendered me. I'm really two genders. You never know. It's all about, it's impossible for you to serve me, and taking the mental illness of the universities and expanding it out across the world. But Tom has been suspended as an evil thought criminal. Paul Joseph Lawson wrote about it. He also writes for BigLeaguePolitics.com. Tom does. Facebook slaps Trump supporter with 30-day ban for doing okay hand sign. And, of course, the providence of this was 4chan loves to troll Hillary. So 3 years ago, right before the campaign ended, she lost. She said that this frog they like, this is a white supremacist leader. She made it the white supremacist leader. And then 4chan said, yes, and when Trump does this, the okay sign, which he does all the time for 40 years, saying, hey, everything's great, everything's wonderful, oh, you'll love our golf course, it's really good. Like a chef says, oh, you're going to love the food. They bought it. And so now you've got Cubs fans doing it, which means support of Trump. Well, that's blurred out, lifetime bans. This is a contrived hysteria, and it's incredibly dangerous that it's gotten to this point. But again, these people mean business. Tom, I wonder if you'll get banned from banking. I mean, they're already saying ban all this from banking. I mean, maybe you'll be banned from any sporting event next. I mean, you made a hand signal. You're in a lot of trouble, Tom.
I know. I guess I'm a Nazi. I had no power in this decision, but Facebook decided that I'm a Nazi. And it's actually funny, Alex. You know, you talk about the baseball stadium. That picture, it was a screenshot from a show I did last week making fun of the absurdity of getting banned from Wrigley Fields for doing the OK symbol. And so I'm saying that if you do an OK symbol, I guess you're an evil, angry man. Ah, and I make the funny face, and somebody took a screenshot of it and sent it to me, and they added the literal Nazi, because of course I'm a Nazi because I do this now. And so it was just a joke, an absurd, over the top joke, and Facebook took it seriously. And you're right, it is this type of hysteria, this type of, oh, we finally got him. We got him for something. He's a bad man. You know, it really does make you wonder what's next. And we've already had conservatives banned from banking, and we've had conservatives banned from payment processors. I know you're no stranger to this. You've had probably a dozen payment processors block you. But, you know, Alex, I don't see you doing this very often. So I guess maybe it's unwarranted. Maybe you're not a bad guy after all. Maybe Frogman good.
I mean, you heard my breakdown of this, of why they're doing it. They're just appropriating every symbol, every system, saying it's evil, so that to communicate, you've got to go through these new high priests of communication. I mean, that's what the EU and others even admit. They want prior restraint on memes, on all communications. This is incredibly cult-like.
It really is. And that's really what they want to do. They want to control how we talk to each other, how we think in our day-to-day life, the words that go into our brain. I will hear people say a word that is banned on Facebook, and it's not a terrible word. It's not a terrible slur. It could be like the T word, and I don't mean transmission. Something close, though. And I hear someone say that in my day-to-day, and my heart skips a beat, like, oh my goodness, something bad's going to happen. Like, I expect Facebook's thugs to come out of the woodwork to
haul this guy away. Yeah, let's be clear. The trannies call themselves trannies. So then if you say that, though, you're bad. It's all selective. It's a new royalty. It's a total tyranny. And it's just absolutely out of control.
Absolutely. This type of language policing. And if they can get us to go along with their rules, you know, I did a whole show last night. I was on somebody else came over to my studio so I could use their Facebook account because I follow all the rules. And so I did a show last night and I said, you know, you're not going to stop me. You're not going to stop me from making jokes. I'm not going to comply with your insane globalist thought policing because that's how they win. If they can make you say that Big Brother is good, that's how they win. That's how they finally won in 1984. Winston submitted after torture. No, I'm not going to submit. And that's what I think is so powerful about broadcasts like this one, that you will not submit. You would rather be banned into oblivion, go down the memory hole, than play along with their little rules and stop saying the T word, tranny.
And notice, Tom, they're always adding new words and new things we can't use. There's never enough. That's the whole point of this. Once you surrender to thought police, the sky's the limit, and they admit they're doing this. What do you make of the president coming out and saying and setting up a site at the White House where you can report all the censorship you're going through? I think that's a big step in the right direction. But you know, the election is barreling towards us. I think he needs to take serious action now.
Well, I agree with you completely. I think that this is a good, important step. I hope that the president will take it seriously. I hope that the administration will take it seriously. But just look at how many people are gone. How many people who were out there in the trenches circumventing the mainstream media's narrative back in 2016 that are already gone. You, Gavin McInnes, Milo Yiannopoulos, Paul Joseph Watson, Laura Loomer. The names just stretch as far as you can see. And so these are the president's top supporters being taken down. So I hope that he will do something. I hope he's not going to wait and examine and monitor. I appreciate that he is posting about this and that he is actively making it a part of his campaign speeches when he goes out to do his rallies. But we need some real action because at this point, the big tech companies, they think that the Trump administration, I just guess this, I have no insider knowledge, but they seem to think that the Trump administration is weak and they're ineffectual.
Well, let's expand on that. Enough. David Frum, the big neocon at Atlantic Monthly, said 2 weeks ago, don't worry, President Trump's weak. He's not going to take action. He's all talk. Shut him down. Now, he changed the headline later because people are like, well, that might actually get him to take action. But this is just insane. You can't say Alex Jones. You can't say InfoWars unless it's in a negative light. You can't show an OK sign. What a bunch of sick freaks on the left saying we're white supremacists, applying it to that, and then stealing our free speech via that. That is so sick. While the left runs around foaming at the mouth, calling for everybody else to be censored.
Calling for censorship and calling for violence. I can't tell you how many death threats I get in the Facebook page inbox or on my own personal profile. But that's totally fine. I can't tell you how many groups there are where people are calling for actual violence against Trump supporters, actual discrimination against Trump supporters. But all of that gets ignored because they're in the right and we're in the wrong. We are the enemy. We are the other.
That's right. They're the holy anointed. They're the establishment. They get to play God. And you look at the useful idiots that have joined the system, they're so pathetic. Because the algorithms, the AI is already replacing them. All the leftist publications from BuzzFeed to Salon are going bankrupt, closing their doors, because their job is done. They don't even get, the left doesn't get nationalist patriots being around, always would have given them a job. They don't get like removing everybody, now you're obsolete. But they don't care. They don't care because most of the leftist writers are mentally deficient.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hpextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hpextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You have the globalist overwhelming society, setting up an anti-human world government, flooding us with radical Islamicists, sexualizing our children. And then you've got these attempts to have their cake and eat it too, and censor people and celebrate censorship and say they want to bankrupt people and say they want to silence us and just constant comments about go out and find a heterosexual and kill him, go out and find a white man and kill him. I mean, this is just the ethos of the vicious spew. And then if you do an okay sign, you're banned. It's just shameful how criminal these people are. And they're not going to win because you can see the momentum building in Congress, building around the world to say no to this. And I don't think they're going to get away with it, Tom. I think that they've really pushed too far, but it's going to be a lot easier for society if we just crack down on these individuals, because this whole right-wing kind of fake libertarian cult, oh, they're private companies. Oh, okay, so AT&T can break in on my phone line and say what I can say? They can listen to me? because they are listening, but they know it's illegal. They get in trouble. But big tech just does it. And right. It's the same thing. These people are a joke. They're out of control. And I think with what you see with Trump doing to the Chi-Coms right now, what you see with Trump doing with these announcements, he is going to move forward against censorship. I just can't believe they don't get that after 40, 50 years of big tech having no oversight, it's coming.
Well, and they have this fantasy, the big tech folks do, that if they can just make the regulations, then they'll be fine. And you see some of them are already saying, please regulate us. It'll be great. Just regulate us and we'll tell you what regulations to put in place, which to me says they're scared. They realize that this is coming and they're hoping, praying that they get some good regulation like the pharma people have, where it's going to cement their monopoly. And I'm sure the GOPE, the establishment, I'm sure they would love to give that to them because they benefit. You know, certain names that I won't denigrate anybody on your show, but certain very popular conservatives benefit from big tech because big tech knows that they're part of the Uniparty. They might as well have a D next to their name. They're just a token Republican. And the people that benefit see nothing wrong with any of this. They see it as removing the competition, getting rid of Alex Jones, getting rid of fun meme pages on the internet, getting rid of alternative and new media. They see it as a boon to their business model. They see it as
you just said it. The Wall Street Journal before I got banned last year said, once Jones is banned and no one stands up for him, we're going to ban everybody. The internet will be like Netflix. We're going to be incredibly popular and profitable. And that's what News Corp, as they were splitting up, was saying. So exactly, we've got the neocons, the blue bloods, wanting a monopoly of markets, saying, damn the First Amendment. Don't they get the left is going to slit their throats once they get control? I mean, they're crazy. The left is cancer.
It really is. I think they think that they're part of it. You know, you've got these certain type of people where they just want to be a part of the game. They want to be a good little boy and get their pat on the head from the establishment, from the left, from the insane people, and they want to be part of the club. They wanted to be invited to the cocktail parties. They want to go to the donor meetings, and they think that they're just safe. And the fact is, once they can take all of us out, all of a sudden, the more moderate, so-called moderate voices that are actually just establishment voices, they're going to be on the chopping block, too. I mean, the way this ends, you're going to have Bernie Sanders' Democratic Party, and you're going to have Nancy Pelosi Democratic Party, and nothing else out there. That will be all the realm of a public discussion.
Let's expand on that. Max Kaiser was here about 2.5 years ago after the election, and we went to dinner and hung out and all this, and he said, you can't tell this story on air, but I'm going to tell you the story. Then I saw him in D.C. 3 weeks ago at Trump Hotel, and he just started telling the story on camera. Because, you know, he's been really good friends with Alec Baldwin for 30 years. You know, he knows the Soros sons. He was a top broker. He was at a very famous folks' house for a huge party. They had a big screen television that was a story tall. And there's all these top Democrats there, and Alec Baldwin's there. And when Trump won that night, Baldwin flipped out on him. They were all crying and said, I think you're a Russian agent, and actually called the FBI on his friend of 30 years that they've been on vacations together. You know, I mean, we're close friends. Alec Baldwin won't even talk to Max Kaiser now, even though he's known him 30. I mean, Max Kaiser is in like 1988 videos on Nightline about the stock market, okay? I mean, he vacations with the Soroses. I'm going to leave it at that. And literally, Alec Baldwin, who's been in parties with Kaiser 30-plus years ago and knows him, and again, they vacation together, will not talk to him and actually believes he's a Russian agent. This is cuckoo land.
Now he's the enemy. Now he's the other. You know, when I was at a left-wing college campus, they warned us against demonizing the other and making people who are just like you into the other. Now that is exactly what the left, what the social media tech people, what everybody on this massive globalist front is doing to us. They see Alex Jones and they say, you're not a person. They see some guy in his 20s doing the OK symbol and they say, you're not a person. We can ban you. We can take you out of the banks. We can attack you. We can call the police on you. We can turn on our friends of 30 years because suddenly you're not a human being anymore. You're the enemy. I mean, that's exactly what they're doing to us. And it's interesting that they think it's just censorship. Some of these controlled people, some of the blue bloods, as you say, because they're going to be turned on eventually. You know, we think they're wrong. They want us dead. Even the Blue Bloods, they've got their things where, well, I want a small government, and I want this, and I want that. Well, to them, you're saying that you want Hitler in office. That's what the Democrats hear when you challenge their narrative nowadays. You
know, exactly, because they've got two or three college degrees that are worthless. They're pissed. They're supposed to be the ruling class. This utopia that AOC and you know, before her, Bernie Sanders, and of everything free, just it's going to get here. It's Donald Trump and Tom Papert and Max Kaiser and Alex Jones and Gavin McGinnis. They're the ones stopping it. Tom, you're awesome. We love your great work. All the great places people can follow you. You're blocked on Facebook now at God Emperor Trump Official. You're on Twitter for now at Real GE Trump. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for having me on, Alex. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to try to run through some calls here, and we'll take calls with Gavin McGinnis, but I want to know specifically, what do you think Trump should do? Because the president is listening, and they're trying to codify a plan right now, and they've gotten down to the working groups that are developing the battle plans for what Trump's going to do. And the system is so pissed. There's no General Kelly in there as a filter. Trump's got lawyers. He's got antitrust people. He's got people he trusts from different U.S. intelligence agencies who were supporters early on and who he knows are good. And they're just reaching out and doing all the research. And now they want all the proof from everybody. And they're gonna take action. That's the really exciting announcement. It's up on InfoWars.com. Don Salazar article. Trump urges big tech censors. Trump urges big tech censorship victims to share their stories. Again, a very important story. Trump urges big tech censorship victims to share their stories. The links are at InfoWars.com. Follow the story. Follow the links. Do it now. Share the article from NewsWars.com on Twitter, on Facebook. And when they censor it, share that with the White House. See how they like it. They like to troll and complain and get us banned. We're going to show how they're banning us and what they're doing. We're going to take action. Back in 2 minutes, we'll go right to your phone calls. I see some of the callers saying, is Alex going to sue back? I've sued PayPal. I've countersued. I'm fighting all these other suits. I've won most of them. You never see that in the news. I won 2 lawsuits the last month. If we have the money, I've got to sue Facebook. They've listed me as a terrorist. They've defamed me, trying to kill me, basically. I've got to sue this G2 group that's listed me as a terrorist in their filings. I mean, this is insane. I have no criminal record. I have great credit. You're just going to put me in a database as a criminal and ruin my life? There's no jury going to put up with your crap. But no one's been fighting back, so they think they're greenlit. I tell you, the White House is looking at G2, all of it. Just keep being arrogant, you Boston boys. Now, briefly, because I haven't even plugged this hour, the 25% off the amazing X2 that everybody's got to research and look into, the iodine conspiracy, what it does to your health when you don't have it, what it does for your health when you do have it, IQ, energy, fertility, everything, X2, 25% off. It's the last few days to get a free bottle of the amazing X3 that I think is just as good. People love the original. It's got the deep earth crystal, but 2 other types of iodine that synergistically work together. Some folks absorb it better. A free bottle of Survival Shield X3 with your bottle of X2, 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site for all the products. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the subpages with the amazing supplements. Don't forget, we have a lot of other specials that are about to end as well. And we have the new special, Ultra 12, highest quality B12 available, methylcobalamin, double the strength of the original, super popular Secret 12. 50% off out of the gates. Introductory offer. Get your bottle of Ultra 12 and defend the Republic.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.